You know, sometimes a quickie is all you need. Ain't that right, DJ Automatic? When you're in a hurry, you know, that's all you can get in. Okay, we have a huge announcement to make. We can't tell you today because we can't tell you tomorrow.
Yes.
And it's very big.
But listen to the show live. Listen to the podcast.
Yes.
And you'll find out our big news.
Tomorrow, though, listen to this podcast. Tell your friends. Tell your family. I'm so excited about it. Here's a little hint. DJ Automatic and I met, well, let's just say everything's come full circle.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
We sat down with this big artist recently and I prepared for this conversation and I was completely ignored because Automatic and him just decided to have guy time. During this convo, good morning, it's Tuesday, it's the Dana Cortez Show, I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
The interview's coming to the airwaves, all right here on the radio, our YouTube channel, all of that, Instagram. Kevin Gates, we sat down with him and I feel like we all have like a relationship
with
Kevin Gates.
Well, we've interviewed him a few times before and they...
You met him a dozen years ago.
Yeah, I met him a long time ago. Anthony, I met him with Anthony a long time ago. And we've had some really successful interviews with him. So he was going to be in town and he said, hey, come and let's do an interview.
This was not so successful on my part.
Oh, why?
I got all these questions ready. Anthony, I'm like ready to have this in-depth conversation. And him and Automatic talk about toilet time, poopy, and locker room. And I am so out of place during this
with
conversation.
The bros,
it was a bro down. Anytime I tried to make it serious, like I'd be like, I had all these other questions I want to talk about, like semi-serious stuff. He'd be like, nope. He just say it right back to the bro down.
He just ignored me.
Automatic desire to always talk about semi-serious stuff is the fact that you hang out with a lot of women. That's what it is, bro. Like, bro, chill.
I think that's what he realized. I think Kevin Gates realized. He's like, he's got way too much HGTV, Sex in the City in his life.
Kevin had to hit you with some homie time, bro. Yes, bro.
He really did. I felt that way. In fact, I felt like he was trying to tell me, look here, you need to just let us have our moment. And then he told me how lucky I was to be married to DJ Automatic. I swear.
Sometimes it makes a good bro to recognize a good bro, you know?
You know what? When he announced to the room that I was the best husband out there, that I was like, you know, I was like, this guy...
And he said in Spanish.
Gotta love it, right? Dude, what does your wife do at you in Spanish? Complain, just
curse at me.
Pretty sure we spent 3 days out the week last week talking about how you don't pick up your laundry or stuff like that. So, well, hey, Dana.
It's Hispanic Heritage Month. Don't you want to learn Spanish, DJ Automatic?
Maybe me and Kevin will get it together because he's about the same level of speaking Spanish as I am.
All right,
he's a little better than I am.
Guys need bro time. I looked this up, ladies. You know, studies say that some men find more satisfaction in a bromance than having a girlfriend.
Thanks.
Not a wife, than having a girlfriend.
Yeah, no.
Which is interesting. And it's good for the psychology of
the man. I love my time with my wife. I love my time with Dana, but when I go out with Anthony, I have way more fun.
We're a fun bunch, dude.
Laundry is about to not get done with that right there. All right.
If it wasn't for sex, I'd be gay. I love the bros. I love the homies, guys. You know, I love the bros.
This was like the conversation with Kevin Gates. How I felt.
I wish you would have been there.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go to kick it off with National Pumpkin Spice Day, everybody.
Yes,
dude. I love me some pumpkin spice, boy.
Yeah.
Wrap it up on International Coffee Day.
I did not know this. Coffee was discovered in Ethiopia. This man was like on a donkey. He said, what are those little beans? Cooked them up in 800 A.D.
Dang.
Imagine how grumpy everybody was in 700 AD.
Dang.
Life before caffeine? That's crazy. No way.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Who is this man Selena Gomez is grinding up with? And it's not her boyfriend. Let's discuss first, though, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We have former President Jimmy Carter celebrating his birthday. And from the Hangover movies, the great Zach Galifianakis celebrating his birthday as well.
Okay, so one of my favorites, Selena Gomez. Obviously, the world loves her. Most followed celebrity female in the world on Instagram. She's at a Sabrina Carpenter concert. The song Espresso is playing. She's getting into it. And then her co-star, Edward Ramirez, you know, she's making a movie right now about Narcos, and it's supposed to be this crazy good movie. He comes up behind her and kind of grinds up on her.
What? Hell no.
Some folks in the comments were like, girl, you should have done this, blah, blah, blah. She didn't do anything. She's innocently dancing in public. And then she threw a video of herself doing a sexy dance for her boyfriend, Benny Blanco. Blanco, and she tagged him.
Which, making that post after as a guy who's done some foul things, that probably means something went left in there. Like, she felt bad.
She felt guilty about something.
To have to make a post for it after everything happened.
But it's not her. You can go to @DanaCortez on Instagram. She is just dancing. He comes up behind her, and then she's like, hey, listen, move.
Miss, if I was Benny Blanco, you come home after I see that video, you're going to have to explain the relationship between you and homie, and why does he feel he could just walk up and grab you like that?
Because that's the way men are.
No, it's not. Well, then,
No.
So then, what
woman do I work with that I'm going to walk up behind her and start grinding on
you
her?
You automatic. Not you, Anthony A.
So we're calling
but
Edgar.
We've all seen weirdos do it. And in fact, y'all said y'all had somebody weird.
Yeah, but I'm with Anthony, though.
So Edgar's a weirdo.
Yes.
That's what we're saying, right?
I'm with Anthony. If you guys are working on set together, why does he have the confidence to walk up behind you and grind on you without being asked?
This isn't on set. This is a concert.
Yeah.
They're randomly at a concert together.
What's going on down on set, though?
Oh, come on.
His name isn't Edgar. It's Edward.
Oh, whatever.
I don't even know who he is. His name is about to catch these Popeyes, bro. I don't care who he is, bro. You're getting smashed out, homie.
I just don't think Benny Blanco has anything to worry about. Selena Gomez put that video up to reassure her man. And who knows, Benny Blanco might be one of those guys who's very insecure in himself. That she has to make him feel better.
I mean, has he looked in the mirror? He's batting out of his league
here.
Well,
no wonder, automatic. He feels badly about himself because you just called him ugly on the radio.
That doesn't.
I think he looks in the mirror. He knows what he looks like.
What are you guys talking about? He made diamonds for Rihanna. He's okay. He's had finer tail than Selena.
No.
Oh, my God. You guys are crazy, bro. You guys are wild, dog.
Selena Gomez is definitely...
She's grade A.
Yeah, ask Edgar about it. He knows all about it.
Oh, damn.
Apparently.
Go watch the video and decide for yourself. 877-730-DCS1. Call or text.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
It's International Coffee Day, and one of the biggest coffee companies in the world is doing something great for planet Earth. You'll want to turn the radio up. Inside Food News, we'll discuss how does hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Check Engine Poppy.
Had to share this story. The first hashtag is about a woman in Ohio. She is in a coma right now after being admitted with 2 liters of black liquid inside her lungs from vaping. I had no idea that so many people were being hospitalized and even dying because of vaping. Thank goodness for education. Vaping is down 2 years in a row for people 18 to 34. But when I started reading this article, I thought this is something we need to talk about on the radio so we can keep people away from vaping. It is really bad. It is horrible for your body, and you don't know what the heck is inside that cartridge.
I mean, the black liquid in my lungs is enough to scare me away from vaping.
That's all you need. That's all you need to know right there. So just don't pick the vape up.
Have you ever
seen
somebody when they lose their vape? Oh, they've turned
they're like so a crack addicted, feed. Anthony. Yeah, they're so addicted. Yeah, if you lose it around me, I threw it away.
That's right.
Food News DJ Automatic.
Starbucks is going to be giving away and selling for cheaper prices reusable cups because they're trying to save the planet from all their waste, basically.
Well, it's International Coffee Day.
Yes.
So that's good, right? Right there. I like to go into Starbucks periodically. It is a little spendy for me. 1 year, I did my taxes, and at the end of the year, my accountant said, "Did you add all that Starbucks up?" That's when I started making cafecito at the casa. I mean, I was spending, I'm not kidding.
Oh, that when you started hoarding coffee creamer?
$6 to $10 a day.
We're down to like 8 bottles.
I have 8 bottles of coffee creamer now.
Do the math right now from cutting that price down to investing in coffee creamer that you do.
No, the coffee creamer is
a wash, dude. It's a wash.
It is not. Stop attacking me on International Coffee Day. It's way cheaper to have it here at the house.
No reasonable person has 8 bottles of coffee creamer in their refrigerator.
Well, first of all, it's fall time, okay? And I have Abuelita chocolate flavor. I have the brown butter cookie flavor. And if I don't buy them early and keep them, everybody buys them and sells them on eBay.
Oh, there it is. So you're ahead of the curve. I'm way ahead of the curve.
I should be selling these anyway. National Day, Anthony A.
Let's go to kick this one off with National Hair Day for all my hairy homies out there like myself.
So hair on your body or hair on your head?
This one is hair everywhere. Hair wherever you want to be celebrated for having hair is hair to have.
You know, I was losing my hair and I grew it back. And some people might want to know how I did it. Ladies, hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram. I even made a video.
Fellas hit you up too. I think there's more men who are interested in that than ladies.
I don't know if I can help the men. Maybe a little bit. Automatic's got a luscious hair.
Are you saying your hair products are sexist?
No, they're not. But I think
my hair is growing back.
Oh, it has.
Yeah.
I haven't seen you without a hat in a long time.
Damn, dude.
Yes, yeah,
dude. You're using the same stuff that Dana. Oh, it is.
Well, yeah. I have a little bit of my remedy. You know what, homies? Hit me up if you want to repair your hairline. Get at your boy Anthony A. All right. I didn't know.
You got a rejuvenated hairline, dude.
Yeah. Okay, let's not go that far. Okay, what else do we have, Anthony?
Let's go to wrap it up on National Pumpkin Spice Day.
Oh, pumpkin spice. Doesn't it just remind you of fall? When you hear pumpkin spice, you know it's that time of year.
For me, it's the Spirit Halloween store. Anytime I see the Spirit Halloween store going up, I'm like, oh, fall's here.
Yeah, oh, you're like, oh, they went out of business. Anyway. Oh,
everybody's
Halloween's almost
excited
here.
Except the people that got their store shut down. Jeez.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Post Malone just accomplished something no other artist ever has. And we have a little audio of us interviewing him right now. Let's talk about it. But first, though, Anthony, A. celebrity birthdays.
From the Hangover movies, we have Zach Galifianakis celebrating his birthday and turning 100 years old, former President Jimmy Carter celebrating his birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday, President Carter. Post Malone is the first artist in history to have a number one rap, rock, alternative, and country album.
Dang.
That is amazing. You know, we got to sit down with him and talk about his influence in music.
Coming into my own and really figuring out who I am and what kind of music I want to make and how I want to really shift the culture and shift the genre is with this last album, I've shut a lot of people up that just wanted to call me a cultural appropriator or a one-hit wonder.
At that time, people were kind of telling him he was a cultural appropriator or was he even, you know, talented? No question.
He just went out there and did it all. He was like, you want to see me do hip-hop? I can do hip-hop. Rock, alternative rock, country. I mean, that is really, really remarkable.
And he does it well, DJ Automatic. He's a great artist. He respects music, and that's why I love him. I don't think I've ever heard him put out a bad project.
Besides the fact that he's a Cowboys fan, great guy.
Man.
Outside of that, an amazing human being, so it always feels good to see good people win, and it's great to see Post Malone.
I'm trying to think of another artist that could even do this.
None. He's the first one.
That's right.
Beyonce, maybe. Bruno Mars.
But to go number one.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, I don't think there's any other artist on the planet that could do
crazy,
what he's
right?
done.
Did you think when he first made White Iverson that you would be talking to him about him in the same light as Bruno Mars and Beyonce? But deservingly so, I feel.
He did,
But I also thought he was black, though, when I first played White Iverson.
Well, that's why a lot of people said he was culturally appropriating music. I never thought he was a black artist. Not only that, I feel like music should bring people together.
Yeah.
Sometimes we put too many of these blockades up trying to separate, well, we did it and I did it. And of course, you want to give credit where credit is due, always. I'm Mexican American. I get that. But at the same time, I think that when someone performs a music genre, let's say you have an all-white mariachi band, in my opinion, that's a great tribute to the form of music. You know, it's not just stealing it. It's, hey, I'm showing love to something. I'm showing respect to something.
If this is an all-white mariachi band, you're probably like at Chili's.
Hi, welcome to Chili's.
I don't even know if there is an all-white mariachi band.
It's a grand opening of a Taco Bell.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Okay, if you missed it earlier, we talked about the fact that it's Pumpkin Spice Day. I was talking to Automatic, my husband here, our BFF, Anthony A. I love this time of year because pumpkin spice, in my opinion, adds flavor to coffee. When you walk in someone's house and they got that candle going or that oil scent, that pumpkin spice, it just reminds me of fall.
Yeah.
Now that hair's a little crisper.
Here I come, Debbie Downer.
What?
I don't like pumpkin spice. Actually, when it becomes pumpkin spice season, it's highly annoying to me. I don't
why understand. Why, Automatic? Why? You don't like this?
It's almost as annoying as all the women in Uggs carrying Starbucks cups.
Okay.
That's another fall thing I can miss.
We don't carry Starbucks cups anymore. We carry Stanley's. Yep.
Before I address
it right,
you, let
sir.
Me put down my Lululemon Automatic. All right, brother. You don't like pumpkin spice, dude? As a man who's new to the coffee game, I love pumpkin spice.
Dude, it's not my thing. I don't know why.
It smells so good. It's this time of year. There are other
things
better, that
are
annoying,
though. You never had some nutmeg in your mouth?
What?
It's I don't good. Want that nutmeg in my mouth, okay? I'm going to pass on that.
Every time I make you a pumpkin pie, you're getting a nutmeg in your mouth.
That's right.
Whether you like it or not.
I like it in pumpkin pie. I just don't like it in
You know what, DJ Automatic? I will say that I do find some things overrated about fall as well, too. For me, you talk about pumpkin pie. I think pumpkins should be consumed only in pie form. For me, I hate everything we have to do with pumpkins during the fall. I hate carving pumpkins.
What a waste of time. I agree with Anthony.
What are you talking about? That's the best thing about Halloween.
It's messy.
Well, besides the candy.
I'm busy. I'm a busy mom.
Yeah,
it's
bro.
Messy. What
and
are we doing
I've
with all this?
I've never been good at carving pumpkins. Never in my life have I been
Do
like...
Do you guys realize how pumpkin spice you sound right now?
Oh.
What is that supposed to mean?
Sound like a...
I can't believe you just said that on my family show. right here. You know, something else I don't like. Christmas decorations up right now while I'm looking for Halloween decor. Christmas needs to wait just a little bit. Jesus, we already love you 365. Can we have
Let's wait
just
a little
a
bit
months?
Before we start defrosting Mariah Carey, okay?
Thank you.
Let's give us some time, people.
It's about to be all Christmas music. We get it. Everybody loves it. Can we just have a moment of scariness?
And the last final thing that we need to do about fall. Fall's the worst season.
What? Now that right there is going to get you shanked in this studio.
I don't know.
I love fall.
I hate the summer, dog.
It's so hot. I know.
I'd rather be in summer or winter any day. Spring's
Why?
Best, though. Because.
It's hot and sweaty. It doesn't make any sense.
Fall's just in between. It doesn't matter. It's like, it's the cousin you forgot about.
This is the time of year that I can eat whatever I want and put big clothes on, and nobody knows.
Hello.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.